welcome to another discussion with one of our expert partners. Hope you enjoy it, and feel free to suggest other topics or ideas you would like us to discuss in the future. Hey, thanks for joining us today. Always interesting when we get you on one of our conversations. I say that with a degree of excitement and trepidation.
Interesting is one word you could use for it, Kev. Yeah, absolutely.
That is a good word. But no, I do appreciate you joining us for this video series where, yeah, we all know for the last couple of years, everyone's been talking about AI and AI is going to do this and do that and do the other. And we kind of looked at it and thought, yeah, it will do. And it's an exciting space to be in. But sometimes we just wanted to pose the question, do we think that AI is going to be like this magic wand and solve all the problems? And that was the purpose of setting up this series, that actually, you know, if you're running a bad hotel and you haven't got the fundamentals in place, AI is not going to fix it. It's probably going to magnify it or make it look like a complete, just a little bit worse. So that's why we thought, right, okay, we may have a viewpoint on it, but the people at the coalface who are dealing with hotels all the time and probably being faced with this conversation more often than not at the moment, we thought, well, let's get their perspectives. And that's why we wanted to bring you on. We'll kick off with our first question. And before we do, how are things for you guys? Good year. You all well so far? Everything going as
absolutely
planned?
Yeah, everything's going great over here at 3 and 6. Teams expanding, working with some absolutely fantastic and amazing clients. We've been really blessed, really lucky with finding people that just fit with the ethos and, you know, the ideals of 3 and 6 and what we want to represent. So we've been going from strength to strength over the last however many years it is now. We were talking about this before. It just feels like a roller coaster ride, but yeah, it's fantastic. We're all good.
Good. Okay, let's get into our first question. So, you know, when you're talking with either existing hotel clients or new hotel clients that you're approaching or they're approaching you, how do you go about assessing whether their current digital presence is kind of even set up to perform properly in an environment where, I mean, AI is fundamentally changing how travelers search for and discover hotels? So how do you kind of evaluate that?
Well, it's quite a nuanced conversation, that, because there's several aspects to it. What you said there about, you know, oh, let's embrace AI, that's probably about the majority of the understanding or sentiment that's coming from a lot of the people that we're speaking to. It's like, we want to embrace AI, we just don't know how to. The first part of it is people within the hotel industry, especially hotel side, just not being able to keep up. And I don't say that as it's a fault of theirs. It isn't. It's just a state of the world that we're living in. And that's really, really difficult, because obviously they've got budgets, they've got targets, they've got ownership to speak to, and how do you deliver on that? How do they deliver on that? And we've got to translate what we're seeing out there in the wild into a service that fits into a mold and a box that, quite frankly, is irrelevant in many cases now and broken and doesn't really fit what the rest of the internet is doing.
Yeah.
You know, we go in and talk about, oh yeah, well, you know, I want digital marketing services, I want PPC, and I want SEO, and I want AI. But it's not as simple as that anymore. There are still things that can be done. But when we're assessing a hotel, one of the biggest things that we're assessing is their current footprint. What does it look like? You come to us, if you haven't worked with us before, we're looking at your website, and we're looking at fundamentals. Now, a lot of the AI fundamentals do cross over with SEO fundamentals. There's two different sort of trains of thoughts here. Some saying AI and SEO are coming and blending into one. Then other people say, no, AI and SEO are two very different things. And both are actually correct. Mm-hmm. They are correct in the fact that they're very similar, because what we're talking about here is, you can dress it up and call it whatever fancy title you want. It's about content. Mm-hmm. It really is about content. Yes, there's some technical stuff that goes on in the background, but we've always had that. I've always had that with SEO. We've always had that with PPC. I've always had that with a website. But ultimately, what we're talking about, the bit that's important is a bit that's between the screen and your potential customer, which is content, that decision-making process, how you're actually going to influence them. What is your property? So the value proposition of what your property actually is, does your website portray it? Does all of the information that you've got out there? Are your reviews up to date on third-party platforms? What do they look like? How good are they? How strong are they? Are you responding regularly? Does your website accurately reflect geographical, let alone other aspects that make you unique? The amount of times I've been on a hotel website, and I'll be speaking to a client, and they say, "Oh yeah, we're really close to this." Great, your website doesn't say that anywhere. The first I've heard of it is you telling me, and nobody really concentrates on the content. There's not enough concentration on the content. Again, part of that is because of budgets. So the hotel marketing team said, "Oh, we'll do that. We'll do that internally." They've gone and done it, but it's not particularly SEO optimized. It's not geared up for search. And if it's not geared up for search, it's certainly not geared up for AI as well. So there's a lot of areas that we look at before we even start getting into the technicalities of how AI is then searching for your particular hotel or that particular piece of information. Because there are other tools out there, everyone's probably well aware of like SEMrush or Ahrefs, those SEO tools. There are AI tools of equivalent nature, maybe not of size. They're still trying to fight it out and figure out who's going to become the next SEMrush. But there are tools out there that do a similar process, similar job as to what the SEO does, but for AI. It's quite fascinating as well when you end up plugging a hotel into that and actually seeing
Seeing that it comes.
what it should, what type of keywords, I say keywords, but what type of sentiment it's showing up for, who else is showing up in their comp set, what AI thinks is their comp set, let alone what they think is their comp set. It's
That'd be interesting. Those,
often
yeah. What's
very
your concept? What's your comp set? What does AI think it is? Where's your content showing up? Who are the comp set in that? That would be interesting to see where the similarities, but more importantly, where the differences are.
Well, yeah, we often had it different with Google as well, because there are certain tools out there that Google will classify competitors to your particular property. I would say 99 times out of 100, if not 100 times out of 100, it's very different from what the hotel considers their own comp set. But we've now got AI, and AI is pulling in data from multiple different sources, and it's making a decision based on what it thinks your hotel is. And it's even harder for independent hotels because they haven't got the brand that a big chain has got. They haven't got that recognition. They haven't got that brand control. Certainly haven't got that reach that a chain does. But on the flip side to that, I also think that if you get it right, it means that I think there's more opportunity for independent hotels to win. It's the same with SEO.
Yeah, well that which kind of lends me on a bit to the second question, I guess. What other aspects would an independent hotel need to have in place? And by that I mean commercially, so within the way that they maybe structure their revenue, the marketing, the sales, their thought process, their leadership. It's a broad question, but it's like what kind of the fundamentals or thought processes you would be sitting down and talking with an independent hotel and kind of saying, do you have this? Do you have this? Do you have this? Can we tick these boxes for them to really be able to take advantage of this AI driven search?
Yeah, that's a good question. As well, I think a large part of that is going to come down to probably the user interaction, the user flow, because AI, the sophistication that is available now in AI is that it's not just AI, but also Google search as well, for that matter. But yes, you've got relevant content, but Google wants it all the time. Well, you
Got
know,
to feed the machine.
Yeah, signals fade within SEO, as in when did you post this? How long has it been on your website, and how relevant was it? Well, the relevancy of it will actually decline over time. That's going to vary depending on the topic that you're talking about, and also how Google or ChatGPT or Claude, or however, decides to depreciate the value of that themselves. But in terms of the commercial aspect of it, pricing now is becoming important because we're starting to see it in AI where they're pulling through prices. We've been doing some testing on this ourselves, but we're seeing that the when hotels are being referred through like a chat-based AI system, they're what we found is that they're giving one OTA and the direct channel as well.
Okay,
Now,
interesting.
we were quite surprised at that. In fact, we were ecstatic about that, to be perfectly honest with you. But that means that from a commercial aspect, you want to make sure that the offers that you're putting out there are relevant, but not just relevant to like the time of year or whatever, but relevant to the type of searches that are coming via AI and looking for your particular property or property similar to yours, because the offer is now going to form part of that. We're starting to see searches, more and more people are going to AI searches now. They're starting their searches at AI. But because AI has got the capability of also finishing that search, we're going to start to see things changing along the way. It's going to be less that, okay, this channel is very, high end, top of the funnel, directing people in there. It's very ideation, dreaming stage. And this is the channel that's going to convert you. Well, actually, they're starting to merge a
Starting
little bit
to.
because AI is capable of doing all of that. Especially now when you're getting ChatGPT ads. They're being involved. You've got the influence, so that's throwing another dynamic in there. We don't know how that's going to shape things because it's literally weeks old.
It was interesting when you were talking about how the content on the website is more informative and less salesy, marketing, time bound, event bound, like an Easter promotion or whatever it might be. If you are putting promotions out there, I'm assuming that AI is seeing it in some way, shape, or form. So are we starting to see that the type of promotion is becoming more sophisticated, tying together the hotel and its USPs and what it sees as its typical guests, because they're starting to anticipate what their guests, the current guests, their loyal guests, or similar guest personas might be searching on and trying to marry those bits up? Or have we not? Is it not quite at the, are we still just grappling with it rather than actually getting down to really starting to think a bit more strategic and tactical about this?
I think there's an element of the user and what the user is searching for as well at this moment in time. So, we are still learning how to interact with AI. We're still in the same respect. If you start to look at the search terms, the prompt that are going into prompts now, and compare that to 5 years ago, 2 years ago. Christ, let's not go 10 years ago, but the type of things that people are putting into Google, people were putting in city hotel near something. It was very, it was almost like pigeon.
Yeah, with little plus signs all over in
Yeah,
between.
exactly. And that's because we had learned that that's the best way to get something out of
Yeah,
Google.
we were trying to narrow it down, weren't we, to get
Exactly.
closer. Yeah.
Whereas we don't need to do that with AI now because we've got a think engine that's going to go off and do, all right, it might make the wrong decision, but the more and more we get into tune and give it the information that we want, and the more it learns about us, the quicker it's going to make decisions for you, really,
Yeah.
is, so, when you talk about content and information, yeah, that's it's almost like a base level that we were talking about in question one there.
Yeah.
But there's still another layer on top of that about, well, what style of hotel is this? What's the feel of the hotel?
This leads us neatly on to question three, actually. How do we now approach them and say, okay, actually, your visibility problem may still be these core elements, but in addition to that, let's show you how AI is changing the search behavior. Because as you say, it can be quite nuanced, but sometimes you got to kind of get the hotel to actually see and understand what is going on in that space, because often they're very internally focused rather than externally focused.
Yes, and true. And it's that internal focus that is, I think it's probably the biggest part of the issue. Mm-hmm. Again, and going back to the content you said there, there's two different types of content. You've got content that you think is going to work, that you think is targeting your or appealing to your customer. And then you've got optimized content. Right. Optimized content that is available to be searched and delivered to mm-hmm. an audience that is probably going to be, or at least, you know, the majority of the people that are going to be interested in your property. And this is the knowledge gap, and this is the bit where it falls down. You know, what's the general sentiment? What are people searching for? What are people searching for when they're searching for you? What results are they getting back? You know, because the results that they get back isn't just your hotel. It's usually, as I mentioned before, three or four other hotels. Yes. So what are they doing? What is the difference? We're comparing, you know, what's being searched for. We're comparing the group of people, a group of hotels that are being delivered back, and then comparing, like, well, is that our audience? Does our content actually appeal to it? Is our content giving the wrong tone and sentiment out completely? And AI is only picking up on the data droplets that we're putting out there.
Of course, yeah.
Is it then coming back and actually delivering what we want it to the people that we want it to deliver to? In fact, you know, it's actually delivering it to a completely different section, and they're never going to book with us. Yeah. So I keep mentioning the content, but there's such a difference between just content and then optimized content. Gotcha. And it's wildly different. But I think, like, you know, when we're talking about diagnosing visibility loss versus legacy problems, I think we still go back that most of the hotels are not SEO compliant. They've not set their website up particularly well for SEO. And if they haven't done it for that, then you've got even less chance of it actually being right from an AIO point of view as well.
Yeah. Final question for you. I think this is a tricky, maybe not. You always give a fairly straight answer when we ask you. So we know this shift is going on. Mm. How many hotels still have their heads stuck in the sand and really genuinely don't understand the scale of the shift? You know, you must see this going on. And I know we can't give an accurate percentage, but you must have a bit of a vibe as to whether, oh no, they're all getting it, the challenge is doing it, or no, some of them still haven't got a Scooby-Doo and we're way out.
Yeah, it's probably that latter, if I'm being honest. Yeah, and it, again, it's not because there isn't anybody out there that isn't looking at this, or that they don't have the motivation, desire, in some cases, expertise. I've spoken to a lot of clients who are very well read. You know, it might be individuals in an organization, in a management group, or, you know, an individual at a property. They're very well read on what we're talking about here. It's just, we've got mechanisms and processes and human, you know, decisions and, you know, the big driver of it all, money, decisions to be made before we can even implement or even put a structure in place that will, that make a hotel, you know, 100% visible for all AI platforms out there. And that's the other problem as well. We are right in the middle of what was essentially the search wars back in the day, who was going to win, and we now know it was Google. If my money was on AltaVista, but what did I know? So you know, you go back to you go fast forward to today, we don't know who's going to win the AI wars. We don't know if there is going to be a clear winner. Are we going to have a Google in the sense of what we've had
for the last AI
platform. Exactly. You know, that whilst there is a lot of problems with just having that one dominant AI, it also meant that everybody knew what they needed to do.
Yes,
we had Google and then Bing. That's kind of what we had, and nobody really, no, Very few people optimized for an SEO point of view for Bing. They all optimized for Google because Bing followed suit as well in
Yeah.
any case.
And it's a bit like how ChatGPT came out and the whole conversation, and everyone talks about ChatGPT almost as that the first one that they throw out, because
Yes.
as a layman, that's what most people use and went to first and foremost. And it's only if you explore, you then find Claude and other options that you can get to.
Well, then you've got AI being dropped in and you're using it without actually realizing it, like say Google search. You know, I'm actually going to Google search and I'm being given Google AI,
Yes,
you know, and
exactly.
then you've got various other AI tools being dropped into, you know, Microsoft Office or whatever, you know, in Google's own in Gmail in the G Suite you've got. So it's creeping in everywhere, in every aspect, you know. Well, the adoption rates are going to be different. Some people are power users, some people are not going to use it at all. It's, you know, and again, but we're still in the middle of that war. So understanding where to put your dollars and pounds into AI optimization is tricky because you could come up to you can come up or come up to us right now and say, okay, I've only got enough money. I put it in a one. Which one do I go for? And my answer is going to be, well, today it's this. Tomorrow it might be something completely different. So if you're a digital marketer within a management group and you've got to go to ownership and say, hey, yeah, actually, we need $5,000 to go and test this. Okay, what's my return on ad spend going to be? I can't give you that. But what I can say is if you don't invest that 5,000 and somebody else does, they get the return on investment and you don't.
And also that is a strategy. I mean, being able to turn to say, and look, we don't know, but neither does anybody.
Yeah.
But if we're the last adopter, we've lost the space. But more importantly, it's the information we learn through doing it that will help us to refine that strategy. But unless you take a first step, well, you may as well forget the com you may as well just forget having the conversation. Let's just stick with what we've been doing. Because if it's always got to be justified, no one would ever take up a new innovation.
No, yeah, and you're right. And but then this comes down to risk. And this comes down to bravery, and that's where we're back to the original question that you're saying there. Most of the hotel industry, whilst the individuals who probably want to make those decisions would do, they may not necessarily have the budget or the power to control those budgets to allow them to do it in the first place. So, you know, I think when we're talking about some of the specialist people that we work with, there is a willingness to go and try this. Yeah.
And if you've got strong and brave leadership that are prepared to try these things and recognize there's an element of risk to it, well, they're the ones that will get the chance to understand whether or not it can work, will work, whether it's a value to their property or not. And but that's what a leader's about, isn't it? You're the one that should be out the front and trying these things and motivating and listening to your staff, because that's why you've hired them and put them in those places. But that isn't always the case.
Yeah, and it doesn't help as well that the hotel industry especially has been it's been pretty poor when it comes to digital marketing. You know, the opacity in reporting, the hidden fees, the hidden charges, all of this stuff that's gone on in the past. You know, we I always say that we're the used car salesman of the 90s. That's what happens now. So when we come along, I mean, one of the mantras of 3 and 6 is digital without dishonesty. Because obviously, you know, we pride ourselves on being open, like sharing data. We will tell you the results, even if they're bad, warts and all. You're going to get it because what's your data? This is what's happening. We need to understand and potentially try and fix it. But I find it absolutely ludicrous that I have to have a mantra that says digital without dishonesty. It should be a given in
I
business.
was going to say, yeah,
It should
it
be, you
says a
know, this.
lot, doesn't it? Brilliant. Always good to have a conversation with you, but particularly around this topic, and particularly when we can narrow it down around that digital marketing space, because AI is across everything at the moment, but the shift that it is having on that search, that exploratory phase, that ideas phase, just seems to be almost as big a shift as when search first came out and you could suddenly go and find something on the internet. It seems to be as big a shift as that was almost.
I agree. But the thing is as well, it's faster. Yeah. So much so this entire conversation is now out of date and AI has moved on. So everything, disregard everything we've just said, it's all wrong.
Yeah, exactly. We'll have to do another one tomorrow and then that'll be wrong. But then, but we can't keep talking to each other all the time.
No, no,
how pleasant it is.
I'll set up a chatbot. We'll just get the chatbot talking.
Yeah,
it'll
exactly.
be easier. Yeah,
yeah, that just, that's brilliant. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Anytime. Appreciate you having me on.
Take care. Thank you for listening, and I hope the conversation was of interest. Please do feel free to suggest any topics you would like discussed in the future. We're always open to ideas. Thank you once more, and I hope you will join us again. Goodbye for now.